If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
The question that Press Taylor just kind of took a little exception to was, I think it was posed, I'm paraphrasing, something to the effect of, you know, does Caleb Williams have this thing down enough that he doesn't really have to play in the game? Press Taylor gave a quick, no.
Well, you know? And that's like, I think we talked about it here on one of our episodes. There was a question a few weeks ago from someone talking about just how great Caleb is and just how, you know, how do you manage the greatness that is Caleb Williams and right, exactly. And Ben was like, we tell the truth in meetings, you know, just blunt to the point, appreciate the flowery comments, but we put it on the big screen every day on where the flaws and the blemishes are. And there's a long way to go for Caleb, for this entire offense to be playing the brand of football that they're capable of. And so it's just important to understand that this work in progress nature of things is real, you know, and it's going to continue to be real. And today, again, this practice today was a little bit sloppy. I think we can probably shift our lens a little bit out toward the left side of the offensive line and realize that, oh boy, this thing that we've been talking about for months as a major concern for the Bears offense is still a major concern 3 weeks away from week one, you know? And so like you feel this uneasiness of the Bears hoping that Braxton Jones's knee issue is behind him and that he can play well enough to earn the starting job. But then this little competition that at once was Braxton Jones versus Karan Amirgaji versus Jedrick Wills now has Theo Benedict taking reps with the ones at left tackle. Now has Ozzie Trapillo perhaps at some point up the road here introducing himself to the job that he held last year for a half dozen starts in the regular season. So it's just a real murky view of the left tackle position. And I think Ben today seemed almost a little, I don't know if aggravated is the right word, one level below aggravated on like, we got to get this answered. And after Joe Tooney on Sunday was like, I didn't really notice all the guys coming in and out beside me. I just keep my head down and try to handle my responsibilities. Ben was essentially like, Joe Tooney would like clarity on who's going to be playing next to him so he can develop some chemistry and continuity and we can get this offense to gel and not need the first month of the regular season to be figuring things out because it took us too long to identify who the starter is.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it the other day, too, with Press Taylor just basically saying, you know, we've got a lot of guys, but as you just indicated, the frustration is that they have not narrowed it down. The Theo Benedict thing is interesting because we had been told at the beginning of training camp that, yes, Theo Benedict would be part of the left tackle competition. We've barely seen him on the left side. He's mostly played on the right side, going back to the off-season program and then in training camp. So far. So it's interesting that they're finally getting him up to speed. And not to mention that Karan Amagaji, who did leave practice, we're not sure like why or what the injury is or what the update is on him, and Jedrick Wilkes, we're both playing right tackle on this Tuesday. So I don't know, like, if that's progress or if they've given up on them at left tackle relative to the Cleveland game. I don't know what's going on here, man.
To me, it feels like an indicator that what they saw in the review of the Browns game from Saturday left them a little bit displeased. And it was like, all right, well, let's try Theo over there, you know, and let's see if Braxton's back. And, well, you know, now that we're trying to figure out what the depth of the offensive line is going to be, if you're not going to be a starter, then you have to try to carve out a role somewhere. So can you play right tackle and be an option at swing tackle? You know, and that's what that felt like. Amagaji, as you mentioned, it was during a red zone period, a running play, went down, came up. It looked like a right leg injury. By the way, he was coming off the field, threw his helmet to the grass, seemed pretty frustrated, left practice, did not return. There's another little twist, you know, another day, another twist out here. That's a real thing. And so you look like, you know, I think Dan Rochard said it well the other day where he said, like, every one of these guys has made improvement. And there are flashes there that lead us to believe that there are players here that we can work with. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of not good enough in the performance as well, you know. And so, like, this is what they are constantly harping on as they try to put together a team that can contend for championships now, right? Like, we're not looking out 3-4 years. Oh, we can take our time. And like, we need somebody that can play at a level right now that allows you to take the North that you took and never give it back. Right. And so that's the goal.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We just can't have, again, Ben Johnson stand up there and reluctantly name the left tackle like he did last year. We're going to go.
Feels like we're headed there, don't it?
Like, we are. It does feel like we're headed there. And I was very encouraged by Braxton Jones early in camp. But this injury thing, the reason that Braxton Jones was sort of meh last year, or Ben Johnson was sort of meh about Braxton Jones last year, is because he wasn't 100% healthy, at least he didn't have the trust, I suppose you could say, is a good way to put it, which they're talking about with Ozzie Trapillo. Trapillo's got to get the trust in, I'm healthy, but can I go full force? I don't know if Braxton Jones had that last year early in the season. It affected his playing, and it affected the tone of Ben Johnson when he named Braxton Jones the starter last year.
Well, and Braxton has been on injured reserve in each of the past three seasons. It was a neck injury, and then obviously it was the very significant broken ankle in that Lions game. And then last year there was a knee issue that flared up after he had been benched and came back in and played in some special team situations and had the knee issue that sent him to injured reserve for the back half of last year. And so, like, the durability concerns are there until they're not. He's got to finish this training camp with momentum, with signs that, you know, whatever happened that kept them out of those four practices a week ago is just a small thing that was just a blip in this situation, and that knee that he's currently dealing with isn't going to be a problem beyond that. So this is where the fatigue sets in, I think, where you're like, man, they, like, you know, between the left tackle situation and Kyler Gordon and the push to try to figure out where the pass rush is coming from, it just feels like we're no closer to answers on any of those three topics. And that's where you start to say, like, yeah, it's been all rainbows and flowers up to this point, but this is a building that understands the tightrope that is the NFL. And if you make one misstep, you go from, you know, a team that can win the division to a team that's on the outside of the playoffs looking in. And so it's just a reminder of how the Bears are still there. I think, like, you could see the season going either one of those directions at this point here on August 18th. And they're going to have to find answers to make you feel more confident that it's going to be, oh, we're going to be in the playoffs year after year after year after year, right?
Maybe Joe Tooney will be playing left tackle for the Bears on opening day. Maybe it will be the nuclear option that they went with against the Rams last year. And I'm mostly kidding, but it just feels like they're how could they want to go into another season this year feeling meh about the left tackle spot? But I guess we wait and we see. As Press Taylor said, and I loved what Press Taylor said about how they're really going to test these tackles in the joint practice, where they're going to put them on the island. They're going to put them one-on-one with the defensive ends of the Bengals. They're not going to give them help necessarily, which they would do in a regular season game, obviously, if needed, with the tight end help, with the extra offensive lineman like they did with Trapillo last year. But this is going to be big. And I don't know what to tell you if you start to see these guys getting dominated in those one-on-ones.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Programming note, Kevin Fishbane, my colleague from The Athletic, will be in Cincinnati. He'll be the boots on the ground this week at the joint practice in Cincinnati.
Great.
Well, he's going to join us after that joint practice later this week and give us the firsthand account of what happened there, which will be great. And then the following week, I'll go to Tennessee for The Athletic and do the same from there. So we will have a full comprehensive report on all that goes down in Cincinnati. And I will make sure Kevin knows to watch those offensive linemen blocking in the one-on-one drills against the Bengals pass rushers.
I have a lot of faith in Fishy Business that he will give us a great report and we will get all the action and the details from him. So we will put a pause on – actually, wait. I do need to – Ozzie Trapillo – was he part of the practice and not part of the practice on this Tuesday? I know they got to go easy with
away. Yeah, he's a ways away from getting back into team drills. And listening to Ben Johnson on Tuesday morning saying that Ozzie's got his own timetable and that there's still some recovery hurdles to clear is just notable for us to kind of, you know, try to figure out a realistic timeline for when he'll be ready again for full speed, full contact, full competition football. I think when you see he's activated off the PUP list, the first instinct is like, he's going to be in uniform for week one. I don't think we're near that point at this point. And so I think as the weeks go on here, again, we've talked about the rhythm of this. He's not going to participate in a joint practice. He's been back
right.
2 days. And so there's 2 weeks of joint practices and limited stuff at Halas Hall and then preseason games. And so whatever work he does get, we're going to have to check back in on how he's doing after it, how he's doing in it and how he's doing after it. Right. Those are two big things for Ozzie as he continues to make his way back from a pretty serious knee injury. And to his credit, he's done a wonderful job in putting himself in this position. And I think after practice on Wednesday, we're going to get to talk to him for the first time since injury occurred. So that would be a notable little piece of dialogue, I'm sure.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.